Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That's last year, year to
the
year.
The Chiefs are 30th in red zone touchdown percentage. But they're 14th in points. Now, last year, they were 14 in points last year, though. And we all know how the offense looked, which is why we have said, hey, you know, this offense is right now looking like it's going to be very similar to a year ago. With that said, I think there was some promising signs this past week against the Saints. I mean, they moved the ball. Did they not?
They
moved the ball against New Orleans, and then there was the ball batted up in the air on the Juju Smith-Schuster slant, which should have been a touchdown. And then all of a sudden it changes that. Think about that. They very easily... And I know we said this last year. Very easily could have had 34, 36 points in that game.
They are worse than they were last year at scoring in the red zone. Last year, in touchdown percentage in the red zone, they scored at 51%. And I will always admit with the Chiefs that I don't think that they're going to rank number one in that category, because a lot of times I think they just get more opportunities to score than most teams. So more chances equals more chances for failure, all the things that kind of come with that pretty consistently. But for a team that made 51% of their red zone trip touchdowns last year, they are down to 38%. 38. That's unacceptable. We thought last year was bad, Gold. And now they are the bottom team in the league other than this is the company you keep, by the way. New England is dead last at 30%. Miami, who has been lifeless since Tua went down, at 36%. The other teams in the bottom 10, Atlanta's kind of surprising, but then Giants, Denver, Jacksonville. I mean, these sound like good offenses to you. These have been wretched teams. Now, like, I get it. They can fight some of the trends, and they're 5-0, and they can do some things different than other teams can do. But if they're going to three-peat, which is the conversation we really want to have here, this won't work. You know, we were just talking about the Royals, and we said, hey, if they're going to win this game against the Yankees tonight, they're actually going to need 2-3-4 to hit in the lineup. They're going to need Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi to contribute to the offense. I feel the exact same way about the Reds in scoring. If they're going to win their third straight Super Bowl, they can't be like this in the red zone for the remainder of the season. This is far too low.
Key part, that last part you said, remainder of the season. How about remainder of the regular season? Because we saw this last year. All of a sudden, now you can say you're playing with fire and like, hey, the chances of it happening. But last year, all of a sudden, what, second to last week of the season, things started to click. Offensive line play improved. Defense kept playing at a high level. Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs played at a much higher level than he did in the regular season, and the rest is history. They went on the road, with the exception of the wild card round, we all know it, and they won the Super Bowl out in Las Vegas against San Francisco. So I hear you. I get it. They can't play that way all year and win the Super Bowl. Sure, I think by the playoffs is what we're talking about. Can they get it right by the playoffs? Because they did last year. In the playoffs last year, they didn't look like the team that was scoring 14 points per.
They also had Rashee Rice. They're never going to win this year.
I understand that, but I mean, this still all goes back to the rest of the AFC conversation that we've had multiple times already, which is like, sure. Okay, Who's going to be the team that you're actually fearful of? Maybe people will start to talk themselves into Baltimore again. They've won, what is it, three in a row, two in a row? The Cowboys, they beat the Cowboys, they beat the Bills, and they just beat Cincy, obviously.
Yep.
And so they get the Commanders this weekend. All of a sudden, the Ravens could win four in a row, and their two losses would be to what? Kansas City and the Raiders.
The Raiders one will never make any sense, but
you know, so I think that's the answer if they start looking good. But other than that, man, everybody's flawed. Everybody has their issues. Like, it's just very hard for me to think that, oh man, if they don't get this corrected, they can't win the Super Bowl. I think they have to be better in that area, but it doesn't look like right now in the AFC with the way everybody is playing that there's any team where you're like, man, you got to have an A-plus game or you're losing.
No.
You can win any game right now in the AFC without playing your A game. That's just the reality of how down the product is currently.
I think that's true because the Chiefs, again, did not play their A game and beat the Baltimore Ravens. From the 8-1-6, aren't the Saints number one in red zone defense? Last week's opponent, they are, actually.
There you go.
So the Saints do have the number one red zone defense in the league, one of their previous opponents. They also, who else have they played? I can tell you where they rank. I'm looking at Pittsburgh is number three in red zone defense so far in the NFL. Pittsburgh has one of the number one defenses in the league. They're number three in red zone defense. Who am I missing now? Ravens, Baltimore. 25th. They stink in red zone defense. Cincinnati is 25th, tied with Baltimore in red zone defense. So some of this is an opponent because you can be like, well, they faced a couple of pretty good red zone defenses. They've also faced a couple of horrible red zone defenses. But I will say, scored more points against... They have played Cincinnati.
No, the Steelers. You mentioned the Steelers. They'll play them later.
Sorry, that was the one I was getting confused on. They have played Cincinnati, and they have played Baltimore. Those teams they actually scored a little bit better against. Like, the teams they scored a little bit better against are the teams that they typically were up against, at least in the red zone scoring department. Atlanta's about league average, in case you're curious. But in San Francisco's about league average, the team they're getting ready to face. I just, like, I go back through, and honest, here's the problem with this year versus last year is, it actually makes even less sense this year. And you're like, but how? They're missing Rashee Rice, they're missing Hollywood Brown. They are the number one most effective running game in the NFL right now. So you don't have to be like tinker-toeing down here or nonsense. You should, with, again, the best interior line in the NFL and the number one most efficient running game in the NFL, be able to, and hear me out here, run it in.
I know, but this is a lot of the same conversation last year.
I know, but like now they're more efficient, I guess, is part of it. They're more efficient, same offensive line, better tight ends probably as a unit, more experienced. They're more used to playing in big sets. And look, maybe this is they just don't have a red zone target. Because it's Travis Kelce, then who would you throw to the red zone second?
It's probably Juju. Yeah, it's got to be.
Okay, well, that's not great. But also, like, that's the whole, like...
I mean, look who they threw the pass to. I know it was batted up in the air. You should have caught it. But, like, who was targeted on that play? It was Juju Smith-Schuster.
They had a red zone touchdown a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, so I think Juju for sure... This also goes back to why I think we've all acknowledged. Over the next couple of weeks, I don't care how great Juju looks... They still need to go and get a wide receiver to help them with said issue that we're discussing here, which is the red zone.
This might be why DeAndre Hopkins is such a great fit. DeAndre Hopkins plays the X, a position that they're completely missing right now. He can beat a guy in man coverage, something they desperately need right now. He is absolutely a red zone target. There is no argument on the other side of that. Now, I would say Amari Cooper also fits this bill.
And he's hell of a lot cheaper than DeAndre Hopkins, who will remind you, this year, yes, it'll be prorated, but $18 million is what you're looking at for D-Hop.
Amari Cooper, I think this is the first time I've seen a public report that's actually acknowledging their willingness to do it versus people just speculating. Ari Myrov, maybe an hour ago, had said that the Browns will look to move Amari Cooper. He's making it sound like a report. Would look to move Amari Cooper if the losing continues. Well,
I got going to continue.
Good news, Cleveland fans. If you were looking to trade Amari Cooper or you're a team wanting to trade for it, pretty sure the losing is going to continue with Cleveland. You and I have watched sports a long time. We're going to continue to cover sports. I don't think, not only do I think it is the worst transaction in sports history, I think it's going to go down in my lifetime is the single worst set of transactions in sports history. Not NFL, not Major League Baseball. They traded for a man. They gave him $240 million guaranteed. They've never won. All those picks turned into CJ Stroud and every other great player imaginable. I mean, you could not have done worse.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson is absolutely horrific on the football field and off the football field. So, it's one of the worst trades we're going to see in our entire lifetime. Yeah. I think that's pretty clear.
I think you bringing up DeAndre Hopkins is, I know that that one's been brought up, but I was thinking about it as you guys were talking, and in the red zone, we don't traditionally see like the, we know that Mahomes is capable of making this throw, but the Aaron Rodgers back shoulder, run a flat, and I'm going to throw the ball where only you can
it's
catch it.
It's not their offense very often. That's well, the other
I,
thing.
Well, I know. Well, I think that that's something that Mahomes is capable enough of doing it. I know that Andy, you know, he might have to veer off of what he typically does, but that's a throw that Patrick Mahomes is capable of making, and it is one that's really difficult to defend if you have the wide receiver who can box out.
I was say, you
got to
have the trust. You got to have the trust of the receiver, too.
You need a guy like a DeAndre Hopkins or Amari Cooper could do the same thing where you can trust that he's going to run the right route, properly position himself where you can make that throw and not throw a pick six.
No doubt. I also think it's fair, 913-586-7965. Someone points out, too, when we're discussing the red zone issues, and yeah, they had it last year as well, and you're like, hey, they got a good running game. Why is it still a problem in the red zone? Let's be honest. What we just discussed yesterday about the MVP situation for Mahomes, he's the favorite, but number-wise, six touchdowns, six picks. He's acknowledged it. He has not been great. He's coming off his best game, but he has not been sharp. That also has led to some of the issues in the red zone. So it all goes hand in hand. The beautiful thing, as I'll say over and over when we're discussing these issues, which they are, the team's 5-0. They're winning while they're trying to sort it out. There's a lot of teams that are not winning while they're trying to sort it out. And this franchise under this regime has a track record of figuring it out when it matters most.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.